This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are up the creek on Russia-Ukraine on almost all of their sacred cow fronts. Oil is king, mofos! Did you hear what I said? Oil, black gold, Texas tea. Guns are necessary. Listen to me, conservatives, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm about to preach up in this mother. And then finally, Joe Biden is an idiot. Trump is brilliant. Those are the only conclusions you can come to. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Should we just go with each of these? Look, I've gone through a lot of this, and we'll recap, because I'm going to also remind you of this. Obama is a Sarah Palin of Democrats. We're going to talk about the Bidenflation that has his whole staff going, what are we going to do? We can't keep protecting the old clown. And we're going to talk about Biden's oil options. We've touched on it a little bit in the program so far. Biden is told, and as I mentioned before, Joe Biden's an idiot. And I'm going to kind of reference that with what he's telling his people in Ukraine. But let's begin with oil. Oil is king, baby. What happened to global climate change? What's everybody talking about now? Everybody's talking about oil. They're talking about the price of it. Let me let you hear a clip from Joe Biden's. This is from Pete Buttigieg, Commerce Secretary. Here's what he says when he's asked about what should Joe Biden do about oil.
Could the president possibly consider authorizing the Keystone Pipeline, working something out with Iran?
I mean, the president has said that all options are on the table.
All options are on the table. Wow. That is hysterical. All options are on the table, including going back to the Trump policies. These are the people, folks, that told us about hockey sticks and global climate change and all of it. And now suddenly all options are on the table. We played a clip earlier in the previous hour about it was ABC's Jonathan Carl. And you know what they're talking about? Exporting. Well, let's do a multiple choice. Do you think they want to export sunshine? Do you think they want to export wind? Do you think they want to export water for hydro? No, folks, they want to export liquid natural gas. The byproduct of drilling for anybody?
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 Bueller? Bueller?
Yeah, oil. The byproduct of drilling for oil, natural gas, made into liquid form. That's what they're talking about exporting. And we'll get farther into this because I want to talk about oil separately. Because I want to just show you what the left is finally saying. Where's John Kerry and you got a friend, James Taylor, who, by the way, I do like James Taylor. But where's he singing in Ukraine, going over and saying, hey, you've got a friend. We just don't have any oil for you, but you got a friend. Oh, my goodness. And the other part, guns. Guns, you want me to go into the gun thing? I have to get into some Barack Obama stuff, but guns are now being discussed. The Zelensky issued a state of emergency. Let me hip you to this, okay? Preparing for the possibility of a large-scale Russian invasion, the Ukrainian government had declared a 30-day state of emergency, which grants citizens, wait for it, dun, 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 the right to bear arms. And conscript military reservists between the ages of 18 and 60, adding nearly 200,000 troops to the country's defense as Russian troops continue to enter the Donbas region. Interesting, right? Remember what do we call militias here in America? You want to know what we call them? We call them terrorists. We've been told if you're part of a militia, oh, look at those militia people. They're the ones going to guard America's border. They're the ones who cause insurrection. And you know what Ukraine needs? They need armed citizens who will fight. Let me ask you this question, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Do you think that Russia would have taken a little bit more pause to invade Ukraine if their citizens were armed? Asking for a friend. Zelensky said in a televised speech there was no need for, quote, general mobilization of civilians. However, we need to promptly replenish the Ukrainian army and other military formations. He's changed his mind since this came out. This article is a few days old. Now they want citizens. They're lining them up. Come get your guns. I'm going to get to that in just a second because, believe it or not, Baby Black Jesus is the reason why these people, one of the reasons why the Ukrainians don't have their guns. These gun grabbers don't want to talk about it. I would love, this is a time for us to, look, conservatives, have your conversations. Ask these leftists, say, hey, listen, who are you for in this battle? Ukraine. Did you know Ukraine didn't have any guns? They now need their citizens to protect them? Hey, just out of curiosity, do you think Putin would have gone into Ukraine had they been armed to the teeth like Americans? Just want to know what your thoughts are. See, you can get into conversations. You may not want to. And the left certainly may not want to have them with you. But you should be asking that. Why should they have to enter Zelensky has to enter a state of emergency? Why were the people not able to have guns to begin with? See, a little intellectual curiosity, and you can put the left on tilt. Because nothing they say works. None of their strategies work. Everything that's happening in Ukraine is a direct result of leftism. Feckless leadership on our part, and I could go on. The world, woke, right? Oh, there are no bullies in the world. Stop bullying. Everybody quit bullying one another. Well, guess what? Russia's here. If y'all gonna let me walk through, if you want to see what bullying can get, I'll show you what a bully can do. It reminds me of that Judge Dredd show or whatever, where everybody was so nice. Well, guess what? Everybody ain't nice. I don't know what Putin's game is here, but I know this: if it's there for the taking, go take it. You think he's gonna be the only one? Short break, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's funny that the State Department issued a travel advisory to Russia. They told U.S. citizens, leave immediately. Wow. The unprovoked attacks, potentially, and unjustified attacks from Russian armed forces. I don't know if you saw the video of this British news team that got fired on. I don't know who did it. They claim it was Russians who shot the car up. For all I know, it was Ukrainians. We don't know. Probably was Russians, but let me tell you, they made it clear on no uncertain terms, get out. These guys were yelling out of the car, we're journalists. And they said, now what's when they were like, pop, 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 we're journalists. And if it were me in that car, I would have said, stop yelling that we're journalists. Tell them that we're freedom fighters to help or something. I mean, maybe you won't get shot. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Boy, Putin is cracking down on these fake news media. Did we talk a little bit about that? I don't know what you think about this because we don't know enough information to really speak intelligently. I mean, we can talk about the Donbass region and, you know, supposed persecution of Russians by Zelensky and others that wanted to be separatists from Russia. That's internal dirty laundry. That's internal politics that we will never know. in as much as anybody knows what the inside workings of your family, for example, that people can guess. They can see you walking around all sullen and know that you're probably married to a leftist, but they don't know for sure. You get what I'm saying? I know you get what I'm saying. Anyway, it says, in the revised travel advisory, this happened over the last weekend, the State Department said that due to the possibility of attacks and harassment on U.S. citizens, limited availability to help those who stayed behind. And get this, and complications from COVID-19 travel protocols. God, these people are so crazy. It's advising people to leave the country. Leave the country, but hey, be sure you have your mask. Yeah. Yeah, because global climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind. Right, let me put it this way. The million people leaving Ukraine aren't worried about global climate change. And oh, by the way, neither is any leftist. You know what they're concerned about right now? Already talked about it. Three-letter word, oil. That beautiful black, dirty energy. That black, give me some Colt 45 Billy D. Williams energy. Black oil, black gold. You ever want to get next to me, you bring you some of that oil with you. Okay, baby, I'll rub you down in that black oil. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. The dirty viscous, is that what they call it? Viscosity? Well, it's a measure. But anyway, the dirty liquid that nobody seems to want. Well, guess what? It's a big deal. Anyway, they said it's a level 4 do not travel threat. That's what they're advising people right now. Level 4 do not travel threat. Well, we got a lot more to talk about. I want to talk about Obama being essentially reminding me of Sarah Palin. And I remember when Sarah Palin hit the scene. Admittedly, I was caught up in the hoopla. Yep, and rightfully so. Look, I'm not by myself on this. Come on, fellas. Don't try to abandon a brother. At the time, Sarah Palin was gorgeous. I haven't seen her in a while, but when I saw a picture of her recently, she didn't look that good. Life was tough. All them cheerings and, you know, the little one that's got Down syndrome. I mean, he's a full-time, you know, you got him for life. He's a beautiful little boy, but I'm just saying, what's his name? Trigg? I think that was his name. You got, that's care for life. So she's divorced from her husband, Todd. So life is tough, I'm sure. But let me say this. She was gorgeous. And not in that look for something to find pretty about her kind of way. No. You know, the way Holly weirdos are. You watch, you know, Tori Spelling long enough and you finally go, okay, I guess she's pretty. You know, she looks like a salamander to me. But I'm just saying, you watch somebody on TV, you'll find something to admire or appreciate about them. Nope. Palin was legitimately gorgeous out the box, okay? And I know I'm not the only one out there. And fellas, if you're with your ladies, I get it. No, Kevin, I disagree. Go ahead. That's okay. I get it. She was a governor. That's not an easy role to get. You can't be stupid and be a governor. And so I thought to myself, pretty and smart. What a combination. Pretty for sure. Prettier than pretty. Let's just be honest. Except for you fellas with your ladies out there. Smart, perhaps. But not politically astute. Now, you say, Kevin, she was dumb, because people would always tell me, Sarah Palin's dumb. If you want Sarah Palin as vice president, I wanted Sarah Palin because of her energy. Say what you will. She brought energy to T-Rex McCain's ticket. That woman drew more people to her events than that egomaniac John McCain. That's a fact. Whether you liked her or not, she was a predecessor to Trump, except Trump had brains. He had all the other stuff that went with it. He had a panache. He had the staying power. But Palin didn't have that political staying power. So over the past decade, give or take, Palin essentially faded into the woodwork. But she's not the only flash in the pan. Where's the hoopla over Barack Obama? Yeah, right now, he should be front and center. Joe Biden's policies are a continuation of Obama's. Why isn't he front and center? As Obama's old white feeble protege torches America and the world, where is baby black Jesus? No words of wisdom for the old man. You would think Barack Obama, but Biden would say, well, I reached out to former President Barack Obama, blah, 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 because he's so popular and he's so dreamy. And by the way, going back to the comparison to Palin, what was everybody's deal about Obama? Oh, my gosh, he's amazing. He's just such a great, oh, Lord, look at him. He's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. They thought he had a brain, but as it turned out, he didn't. And now he's a flash in the pan. Democrats claim that Biden is Obama version 2.0, and I agree. Biden's undoing of President Trump's policies and reinstating Obama's pretty much slapped a gag order on Obama. He's, for all intents and purposes, this dude has said nothing. Oh, he gives the obligatory Putin bad, Ukraine good. He gave a talk, I think he was in Strasbourg or somewhere. He gave a talk. You probably don't know this. You don't keep up with this nonsense. Who's following Barack Obama around? You know what he's doing? All the colleges and universities around the world invite him in, and he comes in and he speaks for an outrageous amount of money, and he makes an obligatory comment. Putin is bad, and Ukraine is good. But for the most part, where's the media hoopla over Barack Obama being in the news? Where is the following? Where is he tweeting and talking about stuff that people care? More on that when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Biden administration continues to struggle on a decision whether or not to ban Russian oil, Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, have introduced legislation calling for a ban on Russian imports. Ohio Representative Mike Turner, speaking on Newsmax, said he 100% agrees.
Senator Manchin, Senator Murkowski are absolutely right, as is Speaker Pelosi. We need to stop the importing of Russian oil. I think there are absolutely veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate to accomplish this. Vladimir Putin has openly threatened the United States. We certainly shouldn't be his customer while he threatens us on the world stage.
A vessel believed to be carrying over 300 Haitian migrants landed in the Florida Keys. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said that the agency, along with the U.S. Coast Guard and local law enforcement, responded to a maritime smuggling event that made landfall in Ocean Reef, Florida. This is USA Radio News. Henry Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group, was arrested in connection to his organization's role in planning the January 6th attack. While Tarrio is not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, the indictment alleges that he led the advance planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys during the breach. The indictment from the State Department alleges that Tarrio continued to direct and encourage the Proud Boys prior to and during the events of January 6th, and that he claimed credit for what happened on social media. A Georgia man was sentenced to 3 years in prison after illegally obtaining coronavirus relief loans and using more than $57,000 of the money to buy a collectible Pokemon card. Venath Otis Mine of Dublin, Georgia, agreed to forfeit the costly trading card as part of a plea agreement, according to U.S. Attorney David Estes of the Southern District of Georgia. Otis Mine pled guilty in October to a single count of wire fraud. Otis Mine received over $85,000 from the loan program. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is following the Obama playbook, folks. And that is a very simple formula. Undo anything that works. Undo everything that Trump did. And then watch your world crumble around you. Let people get into a panic, into a fear, a frenzy, into a flurry. And then reinstated and act as if you never changed a thing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. So Joe Biden's got the economy, the world, foreign policy firing on all cylinders. The problem is they're all firing backwards. You ever heard a car backfire? Pow! Sounds like a bullet shot. All the cylinders are backfiring here. Joe Biden's got the distributor cap. If you know anything about cars, the wires are so crossed, the spark plugs don't know what to fire. So that car is just sputtering. Pow. It's fun to watch. And it's what makes this job that I do every day to talk to you guys on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com so exciting. Because this is great news. See, it's great news because it validates us. We've known this. It isn't news to us, by the way. It's news to the left. Every day, an angel gets its wings because a leftist leaves that party and comes over to the side of sanity. And let me tell you, you're sitting back, you're watching. You're not having to do very much because Joe Biden and the Democrats are imploding. They implement strategies that have no chance of success. And you want to talk about sacred cows make the best burgers. They've got everything on the barbecue. They've got global climate change on the barbecue. They've got guns on the barbecue. They've got feckless leadership on the barbecue. Leftist policies that have allowed all these things to occur. And I ask, we didn't delve into this very much, but I ask at the end of one of my last segments, I said, hey, look, ask yourself where we were under Trump in 2020, the latter part of 2020. Where were we? Were we talking about massive inflation? Were we talking about oil prices that may have your gasoline costing you $8, $9, $10 a gallon? Can you imagine what's going to happen when people are paying those kind of numbers? What the outcry against Joe Biden's going to be, they are not going to be able to hide behind COVID. They're not going to be able to hide behind this Russian war. Can you imagine as the pestilence and the famine that goes across the world in countries like Bangladesh and Turkey, is people, Egypt, countries where they depend on Ukrainian and Russian grain and the price goes up. It's already through the roof. This, you think that the 7.5% BS number that they give us for inflation in America's bad? Go around the world. Go look at Erdogan in Turkey and ask him what his problems are when they've got inflation that's 100%. Hear me now, baby. I'm preaching to you, but I'm telling you the truth. Anyway, where'd this all start? Back in 2014, Putin annexed Crimea, launched the war in Ukraine, essentially,
this is a reading. This is National Review. This is an article in National Review. They said it launched the war in Ukraine that he has now mobilized forces to finish. On July 17th of that year, some say forces that Putin had dispatched shot that Malaysian airliner out of the air. You guys remember that flight killing 298 people? They said, this is what the guy observed at the time, the downing of Flight 17 is of a piece of Putin's lawless aggression. Having already absorbed Crimea, he seeks to further dismember a European country for the offense of seeking to govern itself in keeping with its values and interests. Now, this is what somebody wrote about Putin. They're blaming him for that. This guy went on to highlight Obama's dithering, issuing vapid warnings that Putin laughed off and refusing to provide the Ukrainian military with arms to defend itself. Eli Lake added more details. Among the defensive assets our government has denied Ukraine is radar jamming and detection equipment necessary to evade and counter Russian anti-aircraft systems, like the system Putin's unlawful combats had used to shoot down Flight 17. But Obama would not arm the Ukrainians. It was not until Donald Trump became president that they were provided with serious defensive weaponry, though it would obviously never be enough if Putin decided to mass Russia's far superior forces and invade, which he waited to do until Obama's VP, Joe Biden, was in the Oval Office. Elections have consequences, people. Remember Kamala Harris cackling about it? Well, they do. The guy says, he goes on to say this. I contended in 2014, we should be arming the Ukrainians, not only because it is in our national interest to repel Putin's ambitions, but also because we are the ones who disarmed the Ukrainians. I remain convinced that Obama would not arm Ukraine because as a senator, he had spearheaded the congressional effort to disarm Ukraine. The Daily Mail had this report back in March of that year. As a U.S. senator, Barack Obama won $48 million in federal funding to help Ukraine destroy thousands of tons of guns and ammunition. Weapons which are now unavailable to the Ukrainian army as it faces down Russian President Vladimir Putin during his invasion of Crimea. In August of 2005, just 7 months after his swearing in, Obama traveled to Donetsk in eastern Ukraine with then Indiana Republican Senator Dick Lugar touring a conventional weapons site. The two met in Kiev with President Viktor Yushchenko, making the case that an existing cooperative threat reduction program covering the destruction of nuclear weapons should be expanded to include artillery, small arms, anti-aircraft weapons, and conventional munitions of all kinds. I'll leave you to ponder that for just a bit. Barack Obama, the anti-gun nut. That's what they are. That's what they are. Look, they call, oh, you gun nuts. Proud gun nut. Let me tell you what they are. Anti-gun nuts. Sissies and pansies who don't want to fight you fair. They will take your gun and then reach behind their back and pull out their gun and say, you never should have put your gun down, kid. So they went on, he goes on to say this. After a stopover in London, the senators returned to Washington and declared that the U.S. should devote funds to speed up the destruction of more than 400,000 small arms, 1,000 anti-aircraft missiles, and more than 15,000 tons of ammunition. So I go back to what I said before. What is this war with Ukraine? If you think of it as just Russia invading Ukraine, fine. You know, you can think about that what you want. Nobody should take another person's territory. Well, you ought to tell that to the Mexicans because they're coming in this country in droves and nobody seems to care. But we care about it when, oh, Russia invaded Ukraine. Hey, I tell you what. How about we think of it this way? Russia is just Mexicans, and they're going into Ukraine. And, you know, why shouldn't Ukraine open its border to Russians? I mean, if we're going to use the Democrat strategy or their rationale for everything, why don't we just look at it that way? Russians are the new Mexicans. Sorry for you, Ukraine. You have a border next to ours, and we just happen to have a government that says it's okay to send people over. So what? They're armed with guns and tanks and anti-aircraft missiles and a bunch of other stuff. So what? Does it what? Let me tell you. Think of Fast and Furious and Barack Obama running guns into Mexico for the cartel members. Why? So they could chase all their Mexican citizens over into our country and also expand their war into America. Why? So we could get more illegal Mexicans voting, give them amnesty, and arm the cartels. We would let them run drugs just so we could bring a bunch of illegals in to let them vote. That's what Barack Obama was doing. Anyway, going back to this story, a press release from then-Senator Lugar's office included then-Senator Obama's puerile proclamation that eliminating Ukraine's stocks of conventional weapons would ensure the safety of the Ukrainian people and people around the world by keeping them out of conflicts around the world. Barack Obama tested his ability to disarm a country. And he did it successfully. And where is that country now? Fighting for its existence. Millions of people soon to be on the run. Over a million now and counting. Hey, by the way, media, give us the count of the number of people who continue to leave Ukraine every day because of Joe Biden and Barack Obama's feckless and insane policies. Why won't you do that? Inquiring minds want to know. All destructive, war-torn roads lead back to leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Biden has a way out of this Russian situation, but he's got a major problem. It could require him to leave office. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, Joe Biden's between a rock and a hard place. You can't build a strategy when you're beholden to the person who's part of the strategy. There's not a Joe Biden against Putin. There's Joe Biden trying to figure out how to get Putin not to expose him. That's the only thing you can figure here. So until they come to some sort of an impasse, they meet together and he says, Joe, I'll let you finish your term. But after that, you're gone. Whatever. I don't know what the situation is, but let me just say this. His people have to make excuses for his erratic leadership. And I want you to ask yourself, would you want to be part of the Biden administration if you had to get up every morning and defend this clown? 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of me. I am Kevin Jackson. You're in the right place. Somebody sent you here. You got here. Good. Download the podcast. The new people that are listening to the program, let me tell you something. We love that you're listening on terrestrial radio, but you probably listen an average of 15 minutes because you're driving to work, whatever. download it, listen to the show full time. That's the way the sponsors can't get to us or anybody. And support the station that this is on. So wherever you're hearing us, I don't know where it is. We got lots of markets. We just added the St. Louis market, and I'm glad to bring those folks on because I happen to have lived there for quite a bit of time. One of my sons was born there. Let me play this clip. The people making excuses, this is the labor secretary. His name is Walsh. And as you listen to this, listen to the question and ask yourself if you get an answer.
Is there anything we can do in the short term here, Secretary Walsh?
Well, I think if you're talking about inflation, I think what's happening here is, I mean, we're in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. Certainly, that's one. We had the midst of dealing with supply chain issues. Now we have a major conflict in the world that where all eyes of the world are on the Ukrainian people in Ukraine. And I think that as we move forward here, and the question earlier, as oil supply gets cut back from Russia, if that's what ultimately happens, we're going to see increase in gas prices. And I think that there's a point here that we have to just continue to move forward. The president has been very clear on bringing down inflation. He talked about it at a State of the Union. But we're living in very interesting dynamic and times that are happening here. So, again, there's lots of conversations and lots of actions that will be taken over the next weeks and months.
Do you get an answer? What are you going to do about inflation? Well, if you're talking about inflation, what do you say? Pandemic? COVID. That's their excuse for everything. Supply chain issues. As if, like supply chain issues, like somebody is holds the supply chain and they go, well, we've got supply chain issues. The supply chain issues were created by Biden. They were created. The supply chain issues are because people don't want to work. People don't want to create anything. We are essentially in a war with China that they're winning. That's the supply chain issue. You know who's feasting right now? The Chinese economy and the Russian economy. Wow. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So he goes from the pandemic that they've milked to the tune of $6 trillion and counting, supply chain issues created by Joe Biden. By the way, was this a problem under Trump? Of course not. A major conflict of Joe Biden and the leftist creation, oil supply, I'm giving you what he said, oil supply, which he says will lead to an increase in gas prices that was already, ask yourself this, did we have oil, was there already an increase in gas prices before we went to war? You know the answer. 40% increase in gas prices, now double. Then he says, but we need to move forward. Clear. He says, we're clear on bringing down inflation. He says, but we're living in interesting and dynamic times, and there's lots of actions to be taken down the road. What the question was, what are you going to do about inflation? And let me tell you why they won't finish the sentence. They don't want to finish asking this question. What are you going to do about inflation as it impacts the majority of Americans? They got to fuel their cars. They must fuel their homes. They must buy groceries to feed their kids. Their paychecks are not anywhere close to keeping track with inflation. What are you going to do? You're going to implement some sort of a change in our monetary policy. You're going to implement some sort of a contraction so that we can stop spending money. What are you going to do? I mean, look, I'm not going to get into the economics of it, how money must flow. It's like the jet stream. It's like the tides. I've given this talk many times. Money must flow the same way the jet stream moves particles around the world. It moves seed. It moves atmospheric conditions change everything. That's how the topography of the world changes. The same way the ocean tides must constantly be moving. Moving the nutrients around the ocean. Money is the same way. It must continually move. That's why you urge people to save, but to save for something bigger. Save for a vacation. Move that money eventually. Save for that new car. Move that money eventually. Save for that new business, but move that money eventually. So it's a push and pull. Think of it as the heartbeat of the economy. You're saving, so you take a breath in, and then you expel, because then you go do something with that cash. And you know what Joe Biden's done? Joe Biden is effectively stopping the flow of money. And because he stopped it, he's got to print it. And that's leading to inflation. Massive inflation. He's incentivized people to not work. You know what makes the economy have that? People working. People wanting to be productive. Adding something to society. You know what happens when you build a welfare class? You got nothing but people breathing in. The breathing out is the money that other people are creating. It ultimately has to catch up with you. I may not be explaining it exactly the way an economist would, but I'm very close, and hopefully you understand what I mean. These guys are unbelievably stupid. And they don't give you answers because they don't have any answers. I want to play this. Here's what Zakaria talks about as far as Joe Biden having an option on oil. What should he be doing? Now, I've already played a couple of clips where Buttigieg made the comment that, well, we might reopen the Keystone pipeline, or we could get so desperate we have to buy oil from Iran. So think about that level of desperation. We had another guy asking, this is ABC Carl asking, why are we buying oil from Russia when we could be doing it ourselves? And then here's Zakaria giving Biden a way out. This is CNN, folks.
Today, the United States is the largest producer of oil and gas in the world. It can ramp up production and exports and help turn on spigots in other countries. Joe Biden is worried that he's going to look like Jimmy Carter when his power position is actually more like that of the King of Saudi Arabia. President Biden should announce that he is going to respond to this massive challenge to the international order by expediting as much production and export of American petroleum as possible to replace Russian energy. With natural gas, he should urge his regulators to facilitate production, and he should help more with the financing of liquefied natural gas so that it can be sent to Europe quickly. He should also encourage countries like Japan and South Korea to divert more of their LNG to Europe. They have alternative energy sources. Some of this will take time to happen, but markets will react to the signals and to new supplies, and prices will fall.
Did you catch it? CNN's Fareed Zakaria is saying to Joe Biden, go back to the Trump-era policies of how we were doing our energy production. And oh, by the way, these are all the vapid leftists who want to tell us we need to go to clean energy. You're going to hear me continually talking about this because, as I said, I love a sound energy policy that lends itself to go to green. Recyclable batteries, whatever. Where it fits. Where it doesn't fit, we've got to be pragmatic. So now these leftist weenies, all these people that are green energy zealots are saying, we're the largest producer of oil in the world. Let's ramp up production. And, you know, don't be worried about looking like Jimmy Carter. We could be expediting petroleum production, and we could be shipping liquid natural gas around the world, and we could put Russia on its heels. Which, by the way, was what Trump was doing. Don't lose sight of that. Don't let them take this over as this is Joe Biden did something. If he decides to go this way, which he very well may not, this is Trump's plan.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.